WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Leonard Cohen is one of the moodiest singer-songwriters who emerged in the 60s. His best-known song is Suzanne. Ken Tucker has a review of Cohen's new album, The Future.
Are you back in my life to stay? Or is it just for today? Or that you're gonna need me? If it's a thrill you're looking for, honey, I'm flexible.
I spent my teenage years sneering at Leonard Cohen, dismissing his overwrought poetry set to music as, well, as poetry set to music. In my conception of pop artistry, any attempt to bring poetry's high culture into the dank, tattered halls of rock and roll was a sacrilege. Does anyone besides me remember the days when Middlebrow magazines actually used to run pieces arguing over who was the better poet, John Keats or Bob Dylan? Leonard Cohen was a published poet and novelist who emerged from Canada in the 60s. It was only because our ears had become accustomed to the cracked, vinegary whine of Dylan that we could accept Cohen's solemn croaking as a musical instrument. Unlike Dylan, Cohen never became a big star, but his cult influence has endured, inspiring many post-punk depressives that they too could be pop stars. And Cohen, who's now 58, has also outlasted my dismissiveness, or maybe I've grown into his idea of poetry. In any case, The Future, like his previous album, 1988's I'm Your Man, strikes me as a downbeat doozy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
In the 60s, Cohen's work was a model of romantic sincerity and therefore rather a bore. As he's grown older, however, he's become more fatalistic, more anarchic, more horny. The song I just played, Democracy, is an aging Canadian's critique of our American way of life, as he says, the cradle of the best and of the worst. In the middle of the tune that began this review, Be For Real, Cohen breaks off singing to mutter lasciviously, "I don't give a damn about the truth, baby, except the naked truth." And the title song of the album is a bit of delirious nihilism in which Cohen demands that the future give him, and I quote, crack and anal sex. "I've seen the future, brother," he says, "and it's murder." It's as if Cohen has been shaken out of a 30-year poetic sleep to find that the world is a mess, and in his own lugubrious way, he's having a post-midlife freakout. Yet in the midst of all this, he can also summon up the humor and spirit to offer this beautifully idiosyncratic version of Irving Berlin's Always.
I'll be loving you always. With a love that's true. Always. Plane needs my helping hand. I will understand always, always.
There are a few times on this album when I still feel like sneering at Leonard Cohen, when he strikes me as little more than Barry White with an appreciation of William Blake and the Marquis de Sade. But most of the time, his melancholy dolorousness is strikingly timely, comforting even. What can I say? I've heard The Future, and its name is Leonard Cohen.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.